This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
All right, good to have everybody with us. We want to hit the ground running here. This will not be some granular breakdown of a baseball game on May 28th. The Tigers win. It's what they do. They just keep winning. We will also not be doing Paul Skeen's fantasy baseball trades. Sorry, not sorry. We have some things we want to discuss, though. One of which involves Rico's ego. So this is going to be really dangerous. But last night, I was watching sports, and more specifically, the sport of basketball.
Okay.
And
it's like, this is David's who said it.
Sports. No. But I wanted to bring something up because I think we have lulled ourselves into a false sense of security about something. And I'm not sure that we're right. And I want to revisit this conversation with a fan base in this town. So I was watching Knicks and Pacers last night. And Tyrese Halliburton had a 32-point, 12-rebound, 15-assist game with no turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know the list of players that have done that in a playoff game?
No.
It's Tyrese Halliburton. And that's the list.
Oh, okay. I thought you were about to say, and Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant.
Only 3 players in history have done a 30-10-15 game. Nikola Jokic, Oscar Robertson would be the other 2.
Wow.
But they turned the ball over. It's something we discussed the other day, and it's this idea that we have convinced ourselves in this town, well, Cade Cunningham's superstar. Cade Cunningham's better than, you know, Tyrese Halliburton. Like, Tyrese Halliburton's a goofball. Tyrese Halliburton's in the conference finals for a second straight year, and last night he put the Pacers on his back.
He did.
And he played arguably one of the great, I don't want to say, like, I'm sure in a first-round game somebody's dropped 50, but work with me. Like, a meaningful playoff game deep into the playoffs, that's one of the best performances I've seen in 5-10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And
you put a bullet in the Knicks.
Yeah, and you hate to see it. Bing bong. But here's my question. Are we sure Cade is even at Halliburton's level? But moreover, the conversation this summer, we're hurtling towards this, of what should the Pistons do? Shams Charania had a comment that I thought was interesting, and he says he thinks this is going to be one of the wildest off seasons in NBA history. Now, when you factor in that the free agent market is duty, the free agent market is ass, guys. Don't even bring it up. When you weed through the players who all have player options and they're all keeping them, and the best free agent on the market is Kenny Cott, it's going to be trades. Mm-hmm. But here was my question, Rico. Are we sure Cade is as good or better than Halliburton? But moreover, if I'm asking the question, isn't that even more motivation? The Pistons have to be aggressive this offseason. Because here's what fans have lulled themselves into. All of these fake, you know, guys who don't know basketball, who act like they do. Oh, the Pistons just need to be patient. Just let it simmer. We're in a great position. F you. Honestly, the East is wide open. This idea that Cade's a top five player in the league, top 10, he's not. He's very, very good. And he might be a superstar. But man, last night I saw Halliburton do something that I don't think Cade could ever do. Cade averages 5 turnovers a game. Mm-hmm. You know how many games he played this season with no turnovers? 1.
Yeah.
And sure as hell didn't come in the playoffs.
Oh, no. In the playoffs, he was a turnover machine. Like, I think in the elimination game, he had 7. So it's major. I mean,
and this is your guy, so I know this is like a real warm and fuzzy feeling for you.
No, it's actually something that you said, Mike. I'm going to give you your ego and stroke your ego.
Thank you.
It's the reason why. And I know what you're going to say. You can't win with male pattern baldness. But, but we knew who Trae Young was because on the Bright Lights big stage in New York, Madison Square Garden, he went out there. He took the Knicks out. And the Atlanta team, the Hawks went out and you know, they tried to build around him, but it failed. Cade had that opportunity, and every time he had the chance to put the Knicks away, he didn't. Whether it was a missed shot, whether it was dribbling the ball off his foot, throwing it out of bounds, like turning the ball over. But you're watching Halliburton, bright lights, and he is giving the Knicks all they can handle and then some. To me, big stage, that's what superstars do on the big stage, is they rise up and they become that guy.
And Cade could get
guy.
There. Let's
he
be
could,
clear.
Yes.
I think it's the idea of with the summer bearing down on us, how can you hold the opinion the Pistons shouldn't do anything? I can't figure that part out because Kenny said something in the pre-show. Kenny decided to come to work today, which is a real blessing. So it's, listen, you watch the playoffs and you realize how far away you are.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny's having that with the Wings and you're watching the Floridas and the Edmontons and the Dallases. And a lot of that is, we seduced ourselves into, well, the Pistons almost beat the Knicks, ergo they would have beaten the Celtics or would have beaten the Pacers. The reality is you're probably not close.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the idea of, don't we all have to come together and go, look, it's not going to be good enough to just bring Malik Beasley back. Like, you've got to do something because the East is, you look, there's going to be a new champ this year, mm-hmm. right? And that'll be 7 in 7 years, which means next year, going to be another new champion. I don't think you're going to see a back-to-back. Now, maybe OKC's got that ability. I mean, again, Rico, they got a million first-round picks. They have Nikola Topic, who hasn't even played in the NBA yet. Right. They've kept him on ice.
The way the Spurs used to do things.
Yeah, maybe OKC is that outlier. But here's the reality. They don't play in the East.
Right.
I wanted to ask the people, as we kind of start the show, an abbreviated show on a Wednesday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Are we sure that we are so comfortable with Cade's status that we don't want to make a move here? Because it's weird to hear people knock Halliburton. Like, ESPN has got this derangement syndrome with Halliburton. Do you see Stephen A?
Yeah, I was about to say, it's not ESPN, it's Stephen A. It's just, and I think it's because he's going up against his Knicks, and he can't swallow his pride and say he's better than Jalen Brunson. He's out there performing each night.
And you want to swallow your pride and shave your head while you're at it. His hairline starts at the back of his ears.
Take Thibodeau with you.
Well, I'm just saying, it looks like Jerry Rice the late years. Remember Jerry Rice on the Seahawks?
Yes.
The cornrow started in the back of his earlobes.
You ever see the side profile of him?
You just gotta let it go.
You know what? So long as he stands next to Thibodeau, he's okay.
Truth. Tom Thibodeau, no pride.
Because they showed the back of his head, and I'm like, Tom.
There was an angle last night where the Piggly Wiggly, the pigtail on the top of his head, it was like spatially off of his skull, and you're like, it looked like a tilt-a-whirl.
Oh, no. It was the angle. It was for him from behind, and I was wow.
Like Tibbs. Wow. Come on, man. Tibbs, just let it go, man. Mama's calling. Right, Bald is beautiful. Even it's okay.
Even Gene Katie's like, you got to let this go.
Right, even he thought it was something. Right. Denny Crum on line four. Right. It was tough.
But now, when I look at this Pistons team, they have to do something because Cade, I think, is ready to make that next step. But then you look at the Pacers team and you're
who's your Pascal Siakam? Who's your Miles Turner?
I was about to say, who's your Nesmith?
Yeah. Oh, failed Celtic, Aaron Nesmith.
But he found his niche there.
I know, but why couldn't he find it with us? He's terrible. But that was my question. Yeah. And I know it's complicated. And I know it's, look, I'm sorry that we're not just going to come on the air and, Tigers win again. Yes, they did. This is what they do.
Where do you get that from?
It's like fake broadcaster voice, and I just hear a lot of it. Like, just talk. You talk for a living. You don't need to push your voice. Okay. Let's take the out-of-town scoreboard. All right, take it easy.
All right, take me back.
248. Yeah, circle back to it. 248-539-9797. Halliburton has been eye-opening, and it's the direct comp to Cade. Guys that, yes, you could have taken Halliburton.
I'm letting that go.
But no one's mad we have Cade.
No.
But for a time, it felt like everyone, myself included, guilty. Oh, well, Cade's better than Halliburton. The reality is, he might not be. And it leads to the second question of, where do you stand with the Pistons offseason? Because if I have another person tell me, no, we just need to be patient. And Asor's going to have an offseason with no blood clots, as if he's going to blossom into Scottie Pippen. Like, it's just.
Because my thing is, who's your second and third scorers consistently?
I don't know.
I know what I'm going to get with Siakam.
I don't.
What are you getting me?
I just thought what Halliburton did last night was beyond eye-opening. What he's done in the playoffs, what he's done since January 1. And it's the idea of, okay, look, if you don't have the best point guard in your division, then why are we acting like we're on the mountaintop and we don't need to do anything? No, how about maybe Cade needs help and that'll help him get to the next level? But I wanted to ask, yes, Kenny, you were going to speak on basketball. This is exciting.
No, I wasn't going to speak on basketball. All I was going to say
I
was
fainted.
No.
Oh my God. Kenny has NBA takes.
It's just frustrating because I'm going through the same thing with the Red Wings and they didn't make the playoffs. And I said, and like you said, I said it to you pre-show where it's like, I'm watching, you watch Florida tonight. It's not close.
No, it's night and day.
It's night and day. And you watch these playoff series and you're like, man.
By the way, shout out NHL. Ratings down 25%.
I saw that.
It's a nice league.
I saw that.
But you know what, Kenny? It was all, for years, it was like following the Lions, where the Super Bowl was not the same sport that the Lions play.
Speaking of Lions, I do have something for Lions fans at 5 o'clock.
Oh.
I made sure, people, this is real. Evan had asked me, I'd said, hey, I've got some interesting numbers from ESPN about the Lions. And he goes, well, tell me this particular number. And I said, I can't because Rico is sitting here and I want organic response. Rico goes, I can leave. And Rico took a walk around the building.
I went out and hung out with Tony Ortiz.
Oi, sports station. All right. So I just saw Tony too. 248-539-9797. I want to get some of the phone calls, get the ticket text coming in. Couple of notes off of a wild NBA playoff game last night, but it has me more emboldened to want to make a move to get Cade more help because Halliburton's better. And that's okay. They're both great.
Right.
But I want to talk about it. We'll get to a football today, and I do have some Lions stuff for you. Has ESPN thrown some shade at the Lions? We're going to talk about it. Tigers!
Let's harken back.
Yeah, harken.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.